The second part of Pope Benedict XVI's apostolic exhortation, Sacramentum Caritatis, that is, the Sacrament of Charity, is titled The Eucharist, a Mystery to be Celebrated. The Holy Father begins Part 2 with a brief reminder that there is an essential connection between what we believe about the Eucharist and the celebration of the Eucharist. He cites an ancient Latin saying, Lex orandi, lex credendi, which translates, how we pray affects how and what we believe. Our faith and the Eucharistic liturgy both have their source in the same event, Christ's gift of himself in the Paschal mystery. Pope Benedict continues with a reflection on beauty in the liturgy. He speaks of a beauty that is much more profound than worldly beauty or liturgical decoration. He says, this relationship between creed and worship is evidenced in a particular way by the rich theological and liturgical category of beauty. Like the rest of Christian revelation, the liturgy is inherently linked to beauty. It is veritatis splendor, that is, the splendor of the truth. The liturgy is a radiant expression of the Paschal mystery in which Christ draws us to himself and calls us to communion. As St. Bonaventure would say, in Jesus we contemplate beauty and splendor at their source. Christ is the full manifestation of the glory of God. Jesus Christ shows us how the truth of love can transform even the dark mystery of death into the radiant light of the resurrection. Here the splendor of God's glory surpasses all worldly beauty. In this sense, the beauty of the liturgy is a sublime expression of God's glory, and in a certain sense, a glimpse of heaven on earth. Part 2 of the Pope's exhortation then treats six major liturgical aspects of the celebration of the Eucharist. Number one, the Eucharistic celebration, the work, as he says, of the whole Christ. Number two, the art of celebrating. Number three, the structure of the Eucharistic celebration. Number four, full, active, and fruitful participation. Number five, interior participation in the celebration. And number six, adoration and Eucharistic devotion. In his reflection on the whole Christ head and body, the Holy Father recalls that the subject of the liturgy's intrinsic beauty is Christ himself, risen and glorified in the Holy Spirit, who includes the Church in his work. It is Christ himself, the High Priest, who truly presides at the Eucharist, in which members of the body participate. Since the Eucharist is an action of God, its basic structure is not something within our power to change, nor can it be held hostage by the latest trends, the Holy Father reminds us. In the course of the Synod, he says there was frequent insistence on the need to avoid any antithesis between the ars celebrandi, that is, the art of proper celebration, and the full, active, and fruitful participation of all the faithful. The primary way to foster the participation of the people of God in the sacred rite, he says, is the proper celebration of the rite itself. The proper celebration is the best way to ensure their active and fruitful participation, the Holy Father says. The ars celebrandi is the fruit of faithful adherence to the liturgical norms in all their richness. Indeed, for 2,000 years, this way of celebrating has sustained the faith life of all believers, called to take part in the celebrations as the people of God, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. This is why the bishop, high priest of the diocese, is seen as the celebrant par excellence, and should be, the Holy Father says, the chief steward of the mysteries of God in the particular church entrusted to his care. He is the moderator, promoter, and guardian of the whole of its liturgical life. An authentic and proper celebration of the Eucharist is born of and leads to an appreciation of the liturgical norms, and an understanding that the simplicity of the liturgy's gestures and the sobriety of its orderly sequence of signs communicate and inspire more than any contrived and inappropriate additions. The profound connection between beauty and the liturgy is explored by the Holy Father, recalling that the very nature of a Christian church, the building itself, is defined by the liturgy, which is an assembly of the faithful, the ecclesia, who are the living stones of the church, to quote St. Peter. The Holy Father notes that sacred art in the liturgical setting should be a catechesis in itself, promoting an understanding of sacramental life. Liturgical song has a preeminent place. The Pope recalls that, and I quote, in the course of her 2,000-year history, the Church has created and still creates music and songs which represent a rich patrimony of faith and love. He recommends that Gregorian chant be suitably esteemed and employed as the chant proper to the Roman liturgy. We continue next week.